And we're back. How's it?
Hey, man. How's it going? Yeah, it's going, and we're having some technical difficulties, but interesting.
Yeah. We'll blame it on the weather.
Yeah, the weather. So, yeah, Hawaii's been hit with big storm. Not hurricane not even a tropical storm, right?
No. It was started on Tuesday, and then it got worse starting on Thursday. Then Friday afternoon was pretty bad, and Saturday was bad too.
Yeah, so it was. I guess they were thinking it was going to be so bad that the state closed down on Friday, right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
the wind was pretty.
Friday
wicked.
The biggest hit. It was supposed to be the biggest.
Yeah, so Friday afternoon was just constant wind and rain. I mean, it was bad. And then the whole island pretty much kind of flooded out. We've had a lot of power outages.
And to this day, I mean, if it was Friday, Saturday, some people are still out of power.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map and they're still, it's basically outages all over the island still.
Jeez, that's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
Kind of like 2 days of no power.
Yeah. I think people were hoping power was going to come back yesterday afternoon, but no. Right. For some people, no. Yeah, I had heard. Yeah. Sam's Club and Pro City closed because they didn't have power. And then I heard Safeway and Waimalu was throwing away food because they didn't have power and for a while. And I guess all their other goods were spoiling, right? So they just had to dump
stuff. That's crazy. And then, in a lot of ways, there's so many factors to that, right? Like in terms of like just the waste of food and everything, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that too, it's going to take them a while to restock all that as well.
That's right.
Because they're unless they can make like emergency shipments and stuff, but like all their stuff has been pre-ordered, right? Like,
yeah,
have to make all that new ordering or just to refill all that stock. Because if they're throwing out food, right, most likely people have been in that area as well who normally go to shop there.
Yeah, I saw people online going, oh, we're holding barbecues to basically cook all the food that is going to waste in their freezers. Right.
One, two is, right, like even then, right, you, at a barbecue, typically people are like, oh, you bring home, right? What you can't bring home to put in the fridge, right? Like, because there's no power. It's like...
And the other messed up thing that I heard is some of the gas stations, their tanks got the kind flooded with water. So some people who filled up Friday and Saturday, I mean, their cars are starting to break down.
Oh, that's crazy. Wait, that's actually more insane.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Because
they filled up their tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then because there's water in it, now their engines are screwed.
Yep.
And now it has to be flushed.
Well, in the luckiest scenario, yeah. Or you have bent valves and where your engine is screwed.
Yeah, or it's got permanently damaged, right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, damn. Actually, that sucks. Holy crap.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, but it makes you realize that if we were to ever get hit by a hurricane here, we would definitely be screwed.
Right, like a dead-on one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because always, right, whenever it's hurricane season, there's always threat of one, and usually Big Island gets hit, maybe Kauai gets hit, right? But it usually kind of goes around.
Or breaks apart.
Goes under, under, right, Oahu. But, man, I think if Oahu got hit, I don't even know, man. Like the damage would just be
It would be crazy.
It would be catastrophic, man.
Like, we would be without power for days.
No power for days, right? I mean, if this gas situation happened, like, man, can you imagine that? Like,
yeah,
where the tanks are now, you got tanks leaked with water. Like, that's just, ooh, damn. I don't even know how you fix that, right?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
whatever stations had that, right? Like,
I would assume they gotta pump out all the gas and figure it out.
Yeah, that's like, how is that even? That just sounds so.
Or it could be even a bigger problem where the tank is already broken in the ground.
True,
and it's like taking on leakage, water,
right?
Yep.
Right, that's even worse. Damn.
Yeah,
there's a gas leak, right?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
But yeah, all kinds of stuff. Kaimuki Bridge or Kapi'olani Bridge, whatever you want to call it, by Kaimuki High School. Mm-hmm. They had to do a rescue operation because apparently there are homeless living under the bridge. And the water came up too fast, so they had to save people and pets from under the bridge.
Oh, damn. Yeah, no, that water would have came down quick.
Yep.
Like it would have started rushing, right? Like, ooh.
Yeah. I didn't know, but there's something called the Wahiwa Dam that affects Wailua and Haleiwa. They were giving out warnings that people would have to evacuate because that dam was almost near breach.
Yeah, if that broke, right, the amount of flooding that would that would have been crazy.
That's like back in the day, right? Kaloko Dam. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hawaii. Oh, man. Then apparently the Alawai breached for a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. And no one will forget when that Alawai breached and they were dumping in. I forgot what year it was, right? When they were freaking dumping the raw sewage into the Alawai for days. Oh, man.
Didn't they do an effort? Wasn't there an effort to clean it up a bit?
They were dredging it, and I think they're using those whatever balls, Genki balls, to clean it up. But I think there was a study done on the Genki balls saying that it might be causing more harm than good. So,
oh boy.
But, I mean, every so often they're advertising that, hey, we see wildlife we haven't seen swimming upstream. So it's like, okay, maybe that's good or bad. Oh, here's the real failure. The rail. So people were posting that the rail was leaking water inside.
Inside the cart?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And then the other thing, too, was because ProCity side lost power, a lot of people could only go up to ProCity in the rail and then had to figure out with a bus or whatever they had to do to get home the rest of the way. So they couldn't get past ProCity.
And so they're screwed.
Yeah, I mean,
what were they gonna do? Just
they gotta get off the last station that has power and then figure it out themselves how to get home.
Was there even buses running? Like,
I mean, I'm sure there are buses running, but you could just imagine the amount of traffic you would be sitting in if you rode the bus. So typical Hawaii, none of this was thought through. I mean, why the hell is there no backup power on the rail station, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, yeah, that was a mess.
Oh, man. What a... jeez Louise. Yeah, so much... I saw a couple videos where it looked like, the streets were just flooded and people were driving through it.
Yep.
At the same time, I was like, why are people even driving?
You know, I think some people are just dumb, I think.
Like, I was kind of wondering, like, because there was some, it wasn't like, you know, these weren't like, you know, four-wheel drive kind of car or trucks.
Yeah, they're just normal cars, right?
Yeah, and I was just like, what are they doing? Like, the water's, like, literally probably over the exhaust at this point, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, and people, I mean, there's... I've never done it, but there's a way to drive through certain amount of water, and some people don't realize that you have to keep moving.
Yeah.
So that your intake doesn't suck up the water and mess your engine up. But some people panic and stop, and that's when you're screwed.
I was just like, whoa, this is kind of... That was a...
Yeah.
But some places where, yeah, they look like they're really flooded. I mean, these look like normal streets, right? Like they weren't...
Oh, yeah. I mean, Waikiki looked pretty flooded. One of the side streets I lived in was... Next to is was flooded. Kapiolani Boulevard was flooded. So,
Lost. I'm assuming everybody lost power.
No, no, actually, it was good. I mean, for me, my condo didn't lose power. So, I heard the mall didn't lose power too. So, everybody who didn't have power was going to the mall to eat and stuff.
So, you guys are on the good grid. Because,
yeah,
I know some people who live on this one grid where constantly they lose power. Like, not just because of the storm, but just random times they just lose power. I told them this: you live on the worst grid on the island, man, because you lose power so much times.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, okay, so no, that's good. I mean, that's good that you didn't lose power. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess yeah, I was lucky.
But yeah, there's other people like, man, they're without power for like 2 days. That's damn. It's
yeah.
That's
I mean, basically, you just gotta throw away everything out of your refrigerator. I mean, the freezer might be okay, but the fridge side is pretty much screwed.
And it sucks because it's like a weekend too.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, damn, right? Like, you. It's got to be one of those things where you probably were like, man, why couldn't it be during the week?
Well, that and the kind, right? I mean, the other thing you got to realize, and I told my girlfriend this, is, oh, we're not eating out for a week either, because you don't know what restaurants have spoiled food now too, right? Yeah, those guys who want to save money and not throw out questionable food, I mean, that could get you sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Questionable food, what if they had flooding in their own place, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah,
man.
So yeah, I mean,
and you know, there's you know, and you know, it's probably even more. Just there's people who are totally just not really thinking through things and just not being empathetic. The people who probably did some Uber Eats and DoorDash.
Oh yeah,
right. Like they ordered right, and they so somebody is delivering, and maybe that was the car I saw on the. A video. It's like, you know, that's how an Uber driver try to deliver food.
But I guess the kind somebody had posted that DoorDash, I guess they closed their site to orders, and they said due to severe weather, these kind of situations happen. Yeah, so they showed a screenshot of that going, oh yeah, I can't make any deliveries because it says it's closed.
Okay, well, good, because yeah, like. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
like what the... Well, one, you don't know if those other it's hard to say like which restaurants are going to be open, right? To take the order, right? And then you're just like, you're asking somebody to drive through whatever flooded area to pick up your food and deliver it? Come on, man.
You know what? In Hawaii, we have no excuse. I mean, everyone has... Well, if you don't have power, I guess, but as long as you have a heat source, you should have packet ramen.
Right. Yeah, if you have, like, well, that's why they say, right, like, they're, even during hurricane season, right, they recommend you buying those little burners.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Just so you could heat up food should power go out.
Right.
Oh man. Well, and to Hawaii, like, well, at least back in the day, not, I know times have changed, but back in the day, right, back in the 90s, like, yeah, canned food and packaged like ramen and things like that were common diets.
Yes.
Were common items in your pantry, right? Like in your parents' family's pantry, right? Like,
right.
So it's kind of like, yeah, like, there was always going to be, like, if you were, and your parents usually were prepared for that, right? Like, I think because of, like, back in the day, it was, like, Iniki and things like that, right?
Right.
You just had kind of, like, canned goods ready to go. I don't know, yeah. I don't know how it is nowadays. Like, if how the generations have changed towards preparedness.
Well, I think Hawaii is a little bit different now because, as one of our friends likes to say, we have a lot of transients in town now. Yeah. Not the local people, but transients that, you know, don't really know the culture and they're just here.
Right. They enjoy the weather.
Yes.
Right. I mean, yeah, you can't argue. Well, this is one of a few times you can argue about the weather, but like.
You know, I think the problem with them is they don't. If you look at it, there's a lot of whole cars on the road that don't have proper registration. I'm guessing these people don't change their driver's licenses.
Yeah.
And they just probably rent the place, right? So they're basically not paying any taxes here.
Yeah, no. We kind of had, I think in Nevada, I don't know if it's the greater part of Nevada or like Vegas in particular, but I think, and I can't remember, I might have to look this up later. I can't remember if they implemented this, but there is a concept where they were going to allow people to upload a picture of a license plate that wasn't registered.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
But I don't know how it's going to get enforced. But there was going to be like a portal that you could submit this. Right? I don't know if that actually went through or not. But and what the, you know, how they were going to follow through with it. Right.
But, So in Korea, I mean, everyone has a dash cam, right? So if you are driving behind somebody and they cause a traffic infraction, you can take your dash cam video, submit it to a site online. They actually pay you out. And then they take it to other person.
Fee.
Yeah. Basically, you self-report bad things that happen. And people, I'm hoping they drive a little bit better. But yeah, you basically self-report other drivers, and they'll send you the I guess the police review it, and they send you a notice saying, oh yeah, that person has been fined and here's your finder's fee. But I think that's a great idea. I mean, but you know, we talked about this before, and in Hawaii we have no excuse. Any vehicle that's coming here from a transient or out of state person has to come here by boat.
Right. There's no other way. I mean,
right.
Unless you're one of those rich people and you can fly it. Right. Like,
right. But, and so to me, basically what needs to happen is, and if we can get into this business, it'd be great, but they're going to come off a Pasha or a Matson boat, right? And then once it hits the port, the state should be forcing the owner to say, okay, you know what? There's no way you're driving this off in less than 30 days. You need to register your car right here, get it safety checked, and show us proof of insurance. That way, that car is totally legit before they drive away, right? But no, we basically let the cars just drive off. And, you know, before, I think in the early 2000s and stuff, especially with the military folks, you would always see a temporary permit sticker on these cars. Nowadays, there is none of that. You don't see anyone getting a temporary permit.
Right.
So we have a broken system.
You know what they need to get rid of and just do the, what I think California and Nevada do, is just do smog check. Just do the smog check, get rid of the safety check, right?
Mm.
Get rid of the safety check, because at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, like, there's sometimes where you get the safety check and then there's just this minor thing that they're not going to pass you on.
Right.
Until you fix it. Right. Like, so then people are just like, well, screw it then. Right. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the main, like, just get the, do a smog check, right? And then that's way faster. Like, it takes like 2 minutes for them to do the smog check, right? To make sure your car passes. And then other than that, then you can, that system is you register the same time, right? And then as long as your insurance is up to date, you can register and pass. And then you can, they'll mail you the registration. It should be that simple.
It should be.
I mean, Hawaii is different, but like that, they need to start adopting those kind of systems.
Well, the problem here too is there's no enforcement, right? I mean, if you drive around here,
exactly, right? Like, if they're not going to do the enforcement, then they just need to try and prevent it from the get-go, like kind of like what you're saying,
right?
And then just make it just easy, but then and then implement another system where, like, yeah, Korea, right? Like, hey, submit this. If you see one on the road, submit
right,
and then we'll, you know, they'll probably just mail out a fine or something.
But I mean, the thing too is after the fact, there's no enforcement. So people drive around without valid registration or safety check. I've seen safety check that's been expired for like 4 years, and these guys drive around.
No, yeah, and that's why. So because there's no enforcement, right? You get rid of safety check. Just do smog check. There's no special sticker for the smog check. It's just in the system.
But I feel that, and this is never going to happen because, and this is, I think this is part of the problem why people like to come here, because there's no enforcement. Because if your car isn't registered, it shouldn't be allowed on the road, right? But we don't do anything like impounding your car because you don't have insurance or anything. We just are like, whatever, we're good.
No, and that's why, like, yeah, like, so you, if you have a system where people can upload it, right? The problem is going to be whether Hawaii will be able to do anything. Like, in terms of, like, you know, are they going to send out fines, right? Like, are they going to email, right? Or mail, right? These fines and stuff. Or are they just going to flag the car, right? Like, whatever's. I don't know, right? Like, so there would have to be a system to put in place. But I mean, clearly the system they have now doesn't work, right? It doesn't do anything.
I mean, in other states, if you don't have valid registration, like driver's license or insurance, they basically impound your car and tell you,
right?
Too bad.
The police can come pick up your car, right? And then they can impound it. Or but when they don't, right? They impound it the moment they catch you, right?
Right. But they don't do that here. Yeah. I mean, I had a friend where somebody hit their car. They got into a small fender bender. They get out. The other party was kind of hesitant of calling the police, but she did because she's like, "Well, no, you hit my car and there are scratches."
Right. Yeah.
Turns out the other driver had an expired driver's permit and no insurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did the cops do? They just rolled her up and let her drive off.
No, yeah. See, that's part of the system. That's a different problem, though, right? Like that's kind of a larger problem, right? From the registration situation, right? Because that's more of like a police protocol type of problem, right? Like that's like what's the point then, right? Like the whole point is you're supposed to call them and they're supposed to help, like, okay, document what's the situation, and then if there's things that are like not up to the law, then right, they're supposed to take action, right?
Right, but how can you let somebody without a license just drive off in a car?
I mean, that's part of the problem with
I mean, it's like, come on now.
In Hawaii, right? Like, I think that's, it's just,
and at that point it's like, man, why do I pay registration and insurance and all that when I feel like the sucker, right? I mean, I do my best to make sure that I pay my fair dues and everything, and the guy next to me is doing jack shit.
I mean, yeah, no, that's probably what a lot of people think, and that's why they need to change the system, right? They need to overhaul it. The problem with Hawaii is they don't do things like that, like overhauling the entire system, which is needed in general for a lot of things, right? I think we've talked about in multiple podcast episodes, we talked about multiple things that Void needs to change.
Oh, that's a thing that, okay, so I recently met up with my friend who's a realtor, and this blew me out of my seat. So they're working on a project to bring up new affordable condos, right? Mm-hmm. Guess how much a new affordable, I mean, I guess it's to the point where these affordables are not affordable enough that, I mean, when I did mine, it was like you had to join a lottery. There's no lottery system anymore. It's basically first come, first serve. You want to guess what the average medium income to qualify is and how much a one bedroom is going to go for?
So this is for low income?
No, affordable. So you have to make
affordable.
Yeah, you have to make an average medium. The average, if you meet the average medium income, you can apply. But guess how much the average medium income in Honolulu is right now?
Average medium income. I want to be like average.
Yeah.
Like 90.
No, it's $142,000.
What was that an average? Is that for real?
Yeah, that's for real. Yeah. So you have to make you can make up to $142,000 to qualify for affordable housing. Now guess how much a one bedroom costs? Is a condo.
Or one bedroom condo.
Yeah.
One bedroom a condo. Probably like what, four something? 400?
No, 690.
690?
Yes.
How is that affordable?
Exactly. How is that affordable? It is not.
Nobody, what? That's not even, nobody anywhere would say that's affordable. I don't think even Californians would say that's affordable.
That's affordable now. 690.
690.
Yeah.
Where?
690 for a one bedroom. I think 7 something for a 2, and 800 plus for a 3.
There's no ways from a legislative standpoint somebody can sit in a session with a straight face and say that is affordable. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
How is that classification even allowed?
Yeah. Because I don't know.
I would love to hear the argument for that. In terms of how 690 is affordable.
Well, so the thing is, they try to make it look sound affordable by saying, okay, well, it's going to be 690, but you only have to put 5% down, right?
That's crazy. That's still.
Right. So you're going to put $34,000 down at the beginning, right? You still got to come up with 15% over the next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, no ways. 34 is a lot for anybody.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, how are you? I mean, I don't know. I mean, and that AMI is for a single person. Yeah, that's not even like a couple.
What would it be for a couple? Holy crap,
I don't know. I would assume that's going to be like at least got to be 200 something.
690.
Yeah, how do you afford 690? I mean, if you are just a kid out of college, right? What do you have to, I mean, what are you doing with your life to make that much money, right?
This is why, right, like in Hawaii, it's even, well, in general, I think a lot of, not just Hawaii, but in general, I think the generation is why a lot of young adults are opting to still live with their parents. Right?
That's true. I think it's more what acceptable here, right?
Yeah, yeah. In Hawaii, but, it has been, yes. That historically, that's how it was, right?
I mean, and that's fine and all, but, you know, if you're going to get married and have kids, you can't do that, right?
I mean, I guess, right, that's where Hawaii is a little bit different because, right, like, historically, culturally wise, a lot of parents who live in areas like Kamaki and Manoa and, right, like, even more like Mililani, right, like, some of them bought their homes, right, like, years and years ago, right? Like,
right.
You know, way, way long time ago. I'm talking about like 70s, stuff like that. And those just became generational homes, right? And so it was just kind of passed down over time. And in some cases, that's where multiple generations lived in one home.
Right.
Right. So culturally, I think for certain groups, yeah, like I think that would be that's just the norm, right? You would just live there and then you would take care of your parents, right, as they get older, and so they still live in the house or a portion of the house, right, depending on property, right. and then you live there with your family, and then as you get older your kids will take care of you, right, blah 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 blah. Now, I know for some that has changed because the mentality of the generations have changed, right? And then so there was a big group of people who are leaving Hawaii, right, to pursue their own careers and dreams, right, that it just doesn't make sense to do in Hawaii.
Right.
But if you were, like you're saying, if you're still a young, let's say you're in your 20s, you're starting your career, how do you afford $690? Assuming you're not making, you're just starting your career, right? So you're not you're not even in your 30s yet, right?
And yeah,
hitting your stride, right? You're still figuring things out.
I mean, I guess
if you were looking and you didn't have the luxury of, you know, let's say you didn't have the luxury of being able to live at home, or maybe mm-hmm. your family grew up where you had to live in apartments like I did, right? Like, so you have to, right? Like, you have to look for your own place.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. How do you? If your affordable is $690, rent already is crazy, right?
Yes.
For some units, you're paying $2,000 a month for, yeah, a single bedroom.
Yes, definitely.
You know, it's right there, $2,000 a month, you know, as you're starting out, man, that's $24,000 in a year.
Right. I mean, that could wipe you out. I mean, if you're working if you're working minimum wage, you can't even do that.
Right, right. Even if you're making, you starting off, like, let's say you found a job, you're making $60,000, right? That's $60,000 gross.
Right.
Right? It's like, but then you're paying $24,000 in a year for rent, right?
Yeah,
it's already half of what your after taxes. It's right. Way over half of what your after taxes is gonna be, right? So it's like,
yeah,
damn, right? Like, what are you supposed to do, right, as a young adult?
I mean, I think that's why a lot of people choose to leave, because even with minimum wage on the mainland, it's probably easier to just get by.
Yeah, or there's just way more opportunities.
Right? Yes, like, yeah.
There's more opportunities to find jobs that will, you'll be able to kind of move up, right? Or get better pay or get better opportunities for advancement, or just just more opportunities in general in the field you're looking for. In Hawaii, yeah, you're so stunted in terms of where, how many opportunities there are in general, right?
Right.
You're talking about local-based company.
Right. Right. And generally, the local-based companies, too, they don't want to, they kind of don't pay a livable wage when you think about it, right?
Oh, yeah. Because
I mean,
because in
yeah,
some ways too, right? They're not making, they're making a lot of money, but they're not making like Amazon money.
True, like, but I feel like they could, I mean, they could spread the wealth a little bit more, right?
Oh no, for sure, for sure.
But I mean,
just but they're probably, what they're probably doing is following the standard of their mainland counterparts, right? In terms of like revenue to expense kind of percentage and what their profit margins are, right? Like, so that's kind of what they're basing it off of. And then man, when they look at, when they start scaling it down to the individual salaries, they're like, oh, nope, we can only afford this. Right?
Yeah, no.
Like, we need to make it like, you know, this percent of profit margin.
I mean, that's why when one of our friends was leaving the previous company I was at, and they met with the president of that company and told him, hey, I'm going to leave. I mean, well, you guys can make me a counter offer. This is what the other company is offering. And he basically said, oh, we can't match that. And that company is screwing everybody else up in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm, that's bullshit. Right. That other company is actually paying a livable wage and you guys aren't, and you guys are throwing them, trying to throw them under the bus and make them the problem. It's like, no.
Right. Yeah. I think it's hard in general for, I think this goes back to the kind of the situation we're talking about in general, like about how Hawaii needs to change. They really do need to change some of these archaic systems they have in place.
Yes.
Because it's not helping the situation, right? Like there, I mean, we're talking about different kind of concepts in terms of, you know, how it affects, you know, the local people in general. But
right,
at the end of the day, it all contributes to a larger problem, which is Hawaii doesn't know how to adapt.
Mm.
And, you know, when you're talking about things like, well, we have a classification of affordable housing as 690,000. It's a, for single bedroom.
Yes.
It's, to me, that's just an insane number. Like, it's an insane classification of the word affordable. In Vegas, when I bought it, right now it probably is going to be around, I think right now it's probably priced around the condo units in that area is around probably 300.
Holy crap.
And that's a two bedroom,
right,
two bath, right? Like, it's not a single, it's not a single bedroom. It's a two bedroom, two bath.
And that place is huge, right?
Right. Like, with covered parking, it has security, right? Like, it has a gym, swimming pool, barbecue area, right? Like, it has all that, right? Like, and that it's priced around 300. Right? And that to me would consider, wow, okay, that's affordable. Right now we're talking.
So
690.
Yeah.
It's just.
So let me ask you this, because I saw this posted recently about Vegas. So they were posting, oh, people like to move to Vegas. I mean, because it's cheaper, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, 300 is a regular condo versus 690, which is an affordable condo in
right,
Hawaii.
Right.
So they're saying, oh, people love moving to Vegas. The first 6 months, they think it's great. They're like, oh, you get the strip and all these things to do, right? Mm-hmm. But then they go, after 6 months, there's a drop-off where they're saying a sizable amount of people move to someplace else after that, because after the glamour of the strip wears away and stuff like that, they realize that, oh, it's hard to grow like a community of friends. And I mean, there are quiet neighborhoods, but most of the neighbors keep to themselves, and they're basically just saying it's kind of a lonely life in Vegas unless you have some kind of support system or something like that. So as you living in Vegas, how do you feel about that?
I'm going to call bullshit on that. only because I mean, especially if, I don't know if this person was local, right? Like meaning they were from Hawaii and they moved over to Vegas.
No, I think this was a mainlander. There's nothing to do with Hawaii.
Okay, got it. I feel like, no, in general, Vegas, like, one, if you're moving here because of the strip, that's a terrible reason.
Right, like, right.
You shouldn't be moving here because of the strip. The strip is a tourist destination. It's not meant for you to go there, you know, as a resident who lives here and, you know, lives their day to day. That is not the intention. And you shouldn't be doing that. But there are other areas. But if you want to gamble and stuff, there's also other casinos that are off the strip that do have, you know, opportunities to gamble and, you know, hang out and, you know, they have nice bars and everything that you can do and reasonably priced to some of those places. But in terms of trying to find a community, that's as for any place you move in, unless you're moving in like the Midwest or like the upper, you know, like North Dakota, where population is minimal, right? Like Vegas has a huge community area. It's up to you to find that community. It's there. There's opportunity to find it, but it's how much you want to do, like how much you want to seek that. Me personally, I'm a single guy that lives in Vegas. I keep to myself because I like to keep to myself. I mean, I go out and do things, but I'm not. I don't need to hang out all the time. I mean, because most of the time I'm working, right? And during that time, I have a really strict schedule on what I'm doing. And so I don't have time to really hang out or do things because, my work schedule is pretty, like, this is what I'm doing Monday through Friday, and that's about it. And usually I'm kind of tired to do much else. And so, I just do more relaxing things at home. And every once in a while, I'll go to the casino because I got to go pick up my casino gift because I gamble too much, apparently. Just the other day, I went yesterday and I gambled and won some money, lost some money, and then I won back the money. and then a little bit more. I spent a good, I got there around, I think I spent a good 4 hours at the casino.
Nice.
And I just enjoyed myself, had a good time. And I think it's just up to the person. Like, Vegas has different, and Vegas really does have different communities. They have different events happening. You just got to seek it. Like, it's there. Mm. It's just that it's how open you want to do, right? Like, if you're looking to build that, some people, right, there's different apps to do it. Some people, there's even just a Facebook group. I think there is for people who are from Hawaii, I think there's a Hawaii Facebook group for the people in Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because my friend was telling me, I'm not on Facebook, but, like, you know, if I ever felt like, then I could just do that. Or my area, my neighbors, I mean, they're friendly enough. If I really wanted to, I could just, you know, have more conversations with them. But I just, normally it's just like, hi, and, you know, we don't bother each other and stuff. And that's
right.
You know, at the end of the day, that's good. But I think it's just up to the person. Right? Like you, it's if you are seeking that level of social community, then you got to seek it. It's just not going to fall on your lap,
right?
And it's not at the strip, that's for sure. Like, don't go to the strip. That's not how you meet people. Yeah. You know, there's so many other places,
right?
Don't do it at the strip. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's with any big city that you're moving to, right? Like whether it's Vegas or LA or San Diego or San Fran, right? Seattle or what, you know, Washington, Oregon, right? Portland, Chicago, New York, right? Like all these big cities, like there's opportunities. It's just if you really want that, then yeah, it's out there. It's just kind of, you gotta seek it.
That's true.
Even Hawaii, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, that's Hawaii, true.
There's ways. If you want to hang out, just go to Mai Tai bar. Like,
yeah, seriously.
Just go to Mai Tai bar and become just and be chill, man. Just sit at the bar. The people are nice, right? Like, after a while, people are, you know, you just start random conversations. Or there's other places too, but like,
yeah, I mean, if that's your thing, I mean, like you said, some people, and yeah, just like to mind their own business and keep to themselves, and that's not a bad thing.
But yeah, and if I want to say, like, yeah, if you're looking for that, like, if you're more and you keep to yourself, Vegas is great too for that.
Yeah.
It just depends on how much it's just there. It's just, I think the one hard thing too is that, I do think in general though, fair is that the way society is in general, I think a little bit people are a little bit more protective over themselves than previously, just given, you know, the state of everything. I think people are just a little bit more slower to be, hey, yeah, well, let's hang out, you know, just because of, you know, just how social media makes interactions seem, you know, interactions seem a little bit sketchy.
Right. Yeah. Or, that's true.
You feel like you're getting scammed or whatever, right? Like, you know, there's all that. But
yeah.
So I think people are sometimes a little bit more now.
True.
The other thing though is if you are looking for companionship, that's a different story. Right, that's a different story. Like if you're looking just for a community of people, right, that's one thing. If you're looking for companionship, that's a whole nother level,
right? Yes,
like we're talking about, right? Which we're not going to dive into that, but
yeah, it's similar. It's gonna be similar no matter where you go. Yeah, I thought I was like, I don't know. It depends on the person and what they're looking for. They shouldn't really put everybody into the same bucket.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think that the part that threw me off is, you know, they're mentioning the strip. Nobody moves here because of the strip. Or nobody should. I mean,
if I were to move to Vegas, it's not because I want to go to the strip every day. It's like, thanks.
Right. Now, if you like gambling, that's one thing, right? But don't go to the strip to gamble.
Yeah, right? There's local casinos.
Yeah, local casinos are way better. Like for me, I get a gift. I gamble there, but I go pick up my gift and stuff. But like. Like this past week, and I got these MasterChef food containers, glass food containers.
Oh, that's awesome.
The other week, I got a blender. just random, right? And then I got like how many jackets of Vegas Knights.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, but there, you know, and it's chill, right? Like it's chill. It's not crazy like the Vegas Strip, you know. And usually, if you go to these local casinos, you'll eventually you'll see the same people, right? You'll see. Because right, that's all locals, right?
Right.
It's not just random people you're seeing over time, right? Like you're just like, these are regular people who live in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you'll see the even like the people bringing your drinks and just the people working there, right?
Yeah. I mean, a couple times I was sitting in the same area and they're just like, oh, we haven't seen you in a while. I was like, oh, yeah. Like that's not like, good. Oh. Well, you know, from a casino standpoint, that's not good, right? Like, unless like,
oh man, you're paying attention all the crap.
Yeah, you stood out long. You stood out enough where, yeah. Well, there was one. I have to say, there was one time I was at the casino. I was gambling for a good 8 hours.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I was on the casino floor for like 8 hours. Like, I was kind of insane. So I think and you know, so it's like, you know, I went through a couple shifts, right, of people.
Okay.
And so like, oh yeah, I'm like the whole shift, right? Like I was there for their whole shift, and that was just like, come back the next day, right? Like oh yeah. Did you even go to sleep? I was like, a little bit. You know, it's like those are more like staycations though, right? Like those are
wow.
But that's, luckily I didn't lose that much that time. But it's one of those things where like yeah, I'm just enjoying myself, right? Like just having fun, right? I like the thrill of the gamble. Right, the idea of you know possibly winning and stuff. So I like that. I know for some people they're just like, why people gamble, right? Like just throwing money away. Yeah, I know. I get it. I get there. You know, I get where people are.
Yeah, but I mean, if you do it responsibly, and you know,
it's fun.
Yeah,
it's you know, it's all a game, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's when you get, when you start doing things you shouldn't and you're spending money you shouldn't, that's when you got problems.
Oh, yeah. That's when you got a problem, right? Like, if you're doing it with money that you're supposed to be paying your rent with, that's a whole different story. Right? Like, don't do that, right?
Like, yeah, right.
I mean, I think, and that's why, too, in general, for young people. Right, the younger generations, like going back to that whole conversation, even the younger generations, they're not gambling, right? As
right.
They're not big, or from what I read in terms of statistics, they're not gambling as much as previous generations.
Yeah,
I mean, we still have things like you know Kalshi and Poly Market, right? And those
That's dangerous stuff, man.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. But I think in general, it's just hard. It's hard for people to nowadays, with especially the way the economy is. You can't even afford to gamble because you need that money for food.
Right? That's right.
And utilities, right? You need
right.
Like if you even break it down, right, $690. I'm kind of stuck on that. Like 690 is a crazy number, right? Like, but if you were to break that down, right? Like, so you have to pay a mortgage. Right? That's not counting utilities,
maintenance, not
counting food. That's right. Not counting the maintenance. Now the maintenance in Hawaii is crazy.
Like, it is.
We're talking crazy numbers, and maybe one day we can dive into maintenance per square footage compared to like mainland.
Yeah.
in Hawaii, it's crazy numbers.
Yes.
So you break all that down. If you have a car in Hawaii, almost most people have a car. Now, if you're lucky enough to find a place that's close to work and you don't have to have a car, great, good for you. Right? Most people do have a car. And then you talked about insurance. Right? Now, you add all that up. How do you, I don't even know how you're supposed to afford anything.
Yeah.
You do anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are you saving at that point? I don't, you know, like, oh, it's like
yeah, it's insane. That's all I can say. It's insane.
It's crazy. That's a crazy number. That is a crazy number.
And what is the trade-off, right? What do you get, right? You don't really. If you're a super outdoorsy person, maybe. I mean, it's worth it. I don't know. But kind of feel.
I mean, yes. Like, if you're like one of those, like, yeah, you like the beach, you can go, you can, you know. Great. That's a great way to, you know, low cost money, right? Assuming you're not buying new surfboards all the time, right? Or something.
Well, but then again, right? I mean, even if you do like the beach and stuff, it's not like you're going to be living near the beach.
True. Most likely you're not, right? Like, unless you live at, like, one, what is that? That one on Ala Moana, right? The Park Place.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. Park Place, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're right. You're right across the street, right? Like, okay.
Good, yeah, you, but.
Right? But that's already a $2 million. Right? Like, what are we talking about here?
Exactly. Right?
Like, yeah. Or you got the generational home down at Diamond Head or something.
Right.
Where, I don't know.
Yeah. So it makes no sense. Man.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's just going to get worse.
It is going to get worse. I just don't understand. I don't understand how that's getting approved. Like, you know, I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand how that can be.
Well, so if you think about it too, there's a lot of greed that goes into this, right? Because on top of the 690, you talk about the utilities, the maintenance, right, your food, and you don't outright own that unit once you get the mortgage too. Because it's affordable, I mean, the state owns part of that unit until you pay off some kind of appreciation fee. And that could be 20% of what they assess the unit to be worth at the time you want to pay it off. Pay off that assessment.
Wait.
So let's say...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's those kind of things. Right. And then the other stipulations are you have to hold that unit anywhere from 10 to 30 years, depending on your contract. So there's all these...
Okay, so let me... What happens? So let's say you get into a contract with this... It's for this affordable unit. Like, so you, and like around year seven, for some reason, you have to move.
Right. Yeah. So you have to move, right?
Yeah.
I think in the contract, I think in my contract, it says like you have to, you cannot sell it market price. I think they give first refusal rights to put it into the affordable pool. I think the most you can make on that affordable pool is like 5 to 10% over what you paid.
Oh.
So crazy, right?
Are you even building equity at that point?
No. So here's the other thing. Because I have an affordable unit, I built equity. I can't use any of that equity on a HELOC because the state is on the deed.
Right.
No bank will lend me money or give me a HELOC until I pay off my assessment.
And that assessment is based on the time of when you're willing to pay. Like, so
yeah,
like it's, you know, it's the value of it is going to based off of that, the market at that time.
Right. So it's so like in my equation, it's the value of the market at the time minus what I paid, 20% of that. So if it increased, let's say $100,000, I have to pay $20,000 before I'm in the clear. But if I want to rent or sell my place, I have to wait 10 years and still pay off the assessment before I can rent or sell. So yeah, there's all those kinds of language in the contract. So you're not just getting it for $690. You're actually going to have to pay a lot more later.
Man.
So it's not affordable.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Man. But anyway, it is what it is. I mean, what else can we do? I mean, well, okay, I can move, I guess. I mean, I can try to hold it as a as an investment and move, but that would be my only option.
Like, then you're paying that, right? You're paying that plus whatever you move to.
Right. Yeah. Well, in any case, we've hit our hour already. Just talking about the unaffordability of Hawaii and how a storm affects us so bad.
Yeah.
But we can catch that next. We can continue next time on that. But yeah, those are some things to think about.
Man, that's crazy. I didn't realize how much, like all these other pieces to the affordable housing.
Yes. There's a lot of garbage in there. Oh, and I should also add, the developer, for every affordable they sell or build, let's say, I think there's like a $15,000 plus kickback to every unit. Anyway.
So, something to think about is like, so how... What is the state supposed to, like, when they say they want local people to stay?
Yes.
What are they doing to help that? Because clearly this is not one of them.
So the one program that I did hear is if you are in a profession that's in high need and where they can't hire enough of it, like law enforcement, teachers and stuff like that.
Right.
There is a program where they kick you back. I think they give you $90,000 interest-free for 30 years that you can pay back. And that's for your down payment.
Wait, you pay back?
Yeah, you got to pay back. I think it's like a 30-year loan? Yeah, it's a 30-year loan. No interest. But that's to help you with your down payment. So they're giving you $90,000 for free, basically. So that's some of the help that they're giving.
I'm just curious on how that works. But
yeah. Well, we can talk about it next time.
All right. Well, stay safe, everyone out there, especially the people in Hawaii. Yeah, stay safe.
Oh, stay safe wherever you are. It's getting crazy. Well,
that's a whole nother topic. But yeah.
We'll get into that next time. But yeah. Okay, stay safe.
All right. Shoot.
Wait, take care.